U.S. Special Trade Representative Robert Zoellick has proposed eliminating all tariffs on manufactured goods around the world by 2015. Commentator Ev Ehrlich thinks it's a great idea. So good, in fact, the United States ought to do more to liberalize trade and do it sooner.
Suppose the Chinese discovered a way to push a bag of rags off a roof, and when it landed, it had magically turned into a pair of cheap sneakers. If you were poor, a minimum wage worker, would it be wrong to buy them? That's what trade's all about. The Chinese have discovered a magic way to make cheap sneakers. It's called low wages. Yes, the human rights of Chinese workers are a legitimate concern, but that's a job for diplomats, not trade negotiators. Trade restrictions won't help Chinese workers, but they will hurt American consumers. That's why Ambassador Zoellick's proposal for eliminating import taxes is fundamentally sound. Cutting our tariffs is the equivalent of loosening a tourniquet we place around our own necks. But why wait until 2015? If we want to convince other countries, particularly the developing world, that cutting tariffs is good, let's do it now and lead by example. And we could also get rid of quotas, like the restrictions on clothing imports that force Americans to pay more and that deny some of the world's poorest people a livelihood. The developing world has plenty of other products they'd like to sell us, cheap, like sugar or orange juice. Why don't we let them? Our farmers will think of something else to grow. If we can tell impoverished Peruvian peasants to stop growing coca, we can tell agri-corporations in Louisiana and Florida to find some other way to make money. In fact, if we stopped using farm policy to prop up the prices of corn, wheat, and other grains, maybe some of the world's poor people could grow those, which would allow them to buy other American stuff. Oh, you'll hear warnings about the security of U.S. food supply once you take a dime out of a farmer's pocket, but we export lots of food. We've got plenty. What farm subsidies really do is keep the price of farmland up. Is that what you pay taxes for? And finally, the administration and the Congress need to stop giving industries like steel temporary protection. Those measures usually have nothing to do with whether an industry is unfairly threatened, and you end up paying for them. They're a hidden tax on cars and washing machines and backhoes and everything else that uses steel. Yes, trade forces some people to grow different crops or find different jobs, but the economy doesn't grow without changing. If no one ever changed jobs, we'd still be a nation of mule drivers and shopkeepers. We can help endangered workers without writing them a blank check at the public's expense. Trade protection is a form of corruption in which industries trade money or political support for the right to live off everybody else, just like a tax break. Why do we need to wait until 2015 to get rid of that? And why do we need to wait for other countries to do it before we do?
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, Senior Vice President of the Committee for Economic Development in Washington, D.C. He was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.